Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top Calbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 Stakes Place Filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
It's time to work and play. 4 o'clock Fridays, you're back at Del Mar starting July 25th. First post time each Friday through August 8th is 4 p.m. Gates open at 2 p.m. Come out early and enjoy half off all of Del Mar's signature drinks and draft beers until 5 p.m. It's a guaranteed winner. See you where the turf meets the surf for 4 o'clock Fridays.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go.
O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's. You'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Opening weekend at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf, and I think by any accounting, they are off to an absolutely tremendous opening. On Friday, you know, the handle overall was down just a touch because they were comparing to a Saturday with one less race. But to me, the big, big plus on opening day at Del Mar was the on-track handle, which was up by 6% opening day, year to year. It was up by 6% at $3.3 million. As everybody knows, on the big days here in Southern California, it just seems like these days we are all out to handle $1 million on track, $1 million. They handled $3.3 million on track. They came back yesterday with another tremendous day. Attendance yesterday was 13,000 and change. And the total handle yesterday, which I did have written down, and I'm having difficulty finding it right now, the total handle yesterday was $22.7 million. The on-track handle, $2.2 million. So they came right back with yet another big day on track and overall. And John Sadler off to a good start. He won the opening race on Friday, doubled yesterday. Guy by the name of Phil D'Amato had three wins yesterday. He swept the stakes, both the Wicker and the San Clemente. Thought Process, most impressive under Hector Berrios at Odds On, paid $2.80. And in the Wicker yesterday, it was Al Menderes at 2-1 under Antonio Frasu, who had three wins yesterday. 660 was the win Win Mutual. So Phil D off to a big start. Some bad news yesterday. Tiago Pereira, I believe it was the eighth race, his mount clipped heels going to the far turn. And he has, according to his agent, as reported by Steve Anderson in Daily Racing Form, Tiago Pereira had to undergo surgery to his face. According to Craig Stephen, Tiago is going to be out a minimum of 8 weeks with multiple fractures. So tough break for Tiago, who had good business coming into this summer. The one good bit of news about that mishap yesterday where Tiago went down was that the horse got up and was able to get off the track under his own power. So we'll have to stay tuned in that regard. The performance of the day yesterday, without question, came in the Grade 1 Haskell at Monmouth Park. Once again, it was journalism, and once again, things looked very dire indeed with a furlong to go, and he went ahead and pulled it off, and we had the 1-2 finish of the Preakness repeated in yesterday's Haskell. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs, say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning, and nice job with Bookham Dano in the Vanderbilt yesterday at Saratoga. What a neat horse. 9 wins from 15 career starts. And I know it's a short price, but, boy, you really did like the horse.
The horse ran well, Mike. He fires every time. He's really just a terrific horse. And he's trained by a low-profile trainer from New Jersey. The horse is actually a Jersey bred, you know, and he just fires every time. And you got to give the jock a lot of credit. Paco Lopez, not the most popular guy in the room, to be honest with you. But the guy works harder than any person I've ever seen. Monday and Tuesday, he's at Parks. Wednesday and Thursday, he's at Delaware. Friday, he goes to Monmouth. He just doesn't take a day off. And yesterday, he came to New York, and he won 2 stake races. So congratulations yeah. to him. As far as journalism's concerned, Mike, listen, he had trouble coming out of the gate. People don't realize how good that race was yesterday because nobody was passing anyone on the main track. It was basically they ran 1-2 around the track in all the dirt races. This horse got off slowly, and you're right. He looked like he was beat, but once again, he laid it down, and he's really just a terrific horse. He gives 100% every time, and take nothing away from Rispoli. He rides the horse fine. You know, people always looking to criticize or whatever, but I don't knock him at all. I really don't. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw him next in the Pacific Classic, because to them, to the connections, if you remember, they ran locked in Santa Anita when they could have opted to go run anywhere else in the world for all kinds of money. They took the smaller purse. To them, I'm sure the Pacific Classic is a lot more important than the Travers. Just my opinion. Well, obviously, I don't know anything, but that's what I'm guessing.
Not only that, John, and he is coming back to San Diego. I think it's odds on. That's where he's going to run. By the way, Aaron Wellman, the point man for the ownership conglomerate. He heads up Eclipse Thoroughbreds, you know, there with journalism. We're going to try and get him on right near the end of the show. He says he's going to be stepping off an airplane in San Diego at 9:45. But, you know, back to journalism and opting, I think they're going to stay home and run against three and ups in the Pacific Classic. A, they don't have to go back across country again, and B, why face sovereignty any sooner than you need to, which is going to be when everything's on the line in the Breeders' Cup Classic. If he can take care of business out here against older horses, wow, what an incredible resume. Speaking of good resumes, I felt bad for Ian Wilkes yesterday. His Gosker has run 2 dynamite races in a row. You know, he's second again to journalism, you know, in yesterday's Haskell. And he lost a heartbreaker, as we know, 2 back in the Preakness. So a lot of good 3-year-olds. Looking forward to the Jim Dandy next Saturday at Saratoga. Baez will work Friday morning for John Sheriffs and 59 and change here at Santa Anita. John tried to get John on the show, but he's in transit now to New York. So it's really exciting to see this all shake out now with so many options and it all culminating. We sure hope, you know, that first Saturday in November at 1.25 miles at Del Mar.
Yeah, and listen, no matter how you slice it, Mike, sovereignty is still a notch above the rest of them because just don't beat him and he just fires every time.
Yep.
It's interesting to see the different ways that connections you know, manage their horses. So, journalism hasn't missed a beat. He runs in every race. I mean, he ran in all three Triple Crown races. Then he shows up yesterday. Where Sovereignty, they're a lot more patient. They give him time between races. I don't know what the right answer is, but apparently it's working for both of them.
Yeah.
You know, they're taking different routes, and everybody has their own horse. And I'm sure if journalism was tired or anything, they wouldn't have run yesterday. And again, Mike, that race was so much better than it looked. Because if you just go back and watch the replays and go check the charts,
right.
Speed was the way to go yesterday at Monmouth, and he overcame it all.
Yeah, he broke a little slow, and Rispoli said that, and Matt Dinnerman noted it in the call, and yet he's able to go ahead, pin his ears if he's got a target with an eighth of a mile, unless it's Sovereignty. I mean, it's unreal. Hey, John, nobody knows better than you, and I think I, how tough it is to win a race, let alone
exactly.
a string of grade ones. And you see the emotion in the journalism camp. I'm getting goosebumps as I say it, and you can readily understand it. I mean, Michael McCarthy's having a tough time verbalizing in his interviews post-race. Aaron Wellman choked up as well. These guys have been around. But you just don't see horses like this with this kind of want to performing at the highest level. And if I'm them, I'm thinking, man, is this a dream? Is this really real? Do we really have a horse this good, this consistently good? It's beyond special.
He lays it down every time. He overcomes adversity in the race. If you remember the Santa Anita race, then obviously you remember what happened in the Preakness when there was a pile up practically at the top of the stretch, and he overcame that. And even yesterday's track, while he may have had a clean trip, to overcome the track bias like he did, and he deserves all the credit in the world. And he shows up, Mike. He lays his body down, and he wants to win. He's one of these horses
no doubt.
That know where the finish line is. You know, people say, oh, they don't know if they win. They know if they win. Believe me.
And
he's
some,
a competitor.
Yeah, something else. Go back to the Preakness a little bit. There wasn't much jostling yesterday, but there darn sure was in both the Santa Anita Derby and in the Preakness.
Right.
Christina Blacker passed something along yesterday on FanDuel. She said, you know, I spoke with my dad, and her dad, Frank Olivares, a guy who, full disclosure, I happen to have made a lot of money with in my youth, betting on horses trained by primarily Leonard Dorfman. But apparently Frank told Christina a long time ago, with some horses, when there's a little jostling, it brings out a fire in them. And I think that journalism is a case in point here.
We said it in the Preakness, Mike. He wasn't running. And then when they all bumped, you know, when he had the banging incident, he pinned his ears back. I think it pissed him off, and he just took off after that.
Well,
you know, horses react to it. I don't care what anyone says. If you've been around the game long enough, you know it and you see it.
Yeah, and John, I said that day you and I were on air, I said, I think some toxic masculinity is what fueled that victory in the Preakness. Tongue in cheek, but not all that much. Hey, listen, I got a stacked show today. We're going to get Doug O'Neill on. I've got Craig Dato waiting on deck, a good friend, longtime marketing guy, Santa Anita, Del Mar as well. He heads up Great Friends Stable. They had a nice winter yesterday, and they had some real bad news yesterday afternoon. But, John, how about some good news? Can we make some money today at Saratoga? And we'll get you on the back end of the show and bring you out to Del Mar. A 10-race card today at the Spa.
Yeah, it's overcast, Mike. There's a chance of rain later in the card, but hopefully it stays away. We're going to look at the eighth race today, 6 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 4 horse in here, the Princess Factor. 3-year-old filly from the red-hot Joe Sharp on Jose Ortiz aboard to ride. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. She cuts back in distance. Her last race was at Churchill, and all the Churchill horses came here to run this year. They're all ready to go. 4-1 on the morning line, number 4, the Princess Factor, wins today's 8th race out at Saratoga.
Okay, and a great job on air last weekend, last Sunday at Saratoga. Vino Samara, last thing, John. Hall of Fame jockey Victor Espinosa, multiple Kentucky Derby winning jock. He was aboard American Pharoah for the Triple Crown sweep in 2015. It's hard to believe, but he won his first ever race at Saratoga yesterday on a horse trained by Wesley Ward by the name of Navy Seal, and he had to work to do it. 1 3/8 on grass. What an incredibly nice touch for really a jockey who hasn't had much business for a couple of years, but Wesley's trying to rejuvenate his career.
A terrific story, Mike. He decided to spend the summer at Saratoga. Wesley Ward's put him on some horses, and with the win yesterday, he's going to get an opportunity to ride some more. And it's amazing. He hasn't won a race at Saratoga. I would have lost that bet, to be honest.
Me
with
too.
You, I thought surely somewhere down the road he must have had a couple of winners, but
right.
Obviously he hasn't ridden here much. But again, congratulations, and you have to know that he had to be as happy as could be.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Two tracks today, Mike. Saratoga and Del Mar. It's been a long weekend. And, you know, when you're playing Del Mar, last night's last race, when I loved the horse who didn't run a step, 10:30 at night was the last race. So, yeah. It's a long day.
All right.
We enjoy the 2 days off coming up.
Exactly. John, we'll catch you toward the end of the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, as advertised, right now we're joined by Craig Dato, really one of the top minds in our game. We miss him in the marketing chair, longtime director of marketing at Santa Anita and then down at Del Mar. These days, he's putting ownership syndicates together with Great Friend Stable, and they point for Del Mar every year. Craig, good morning, and congrats on a nice win in tandem with Doug O'Neill yesterday's ninth race, Poker Night at V's. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. It's been a long time. It's great to talk to you.
You sound like you were out with Hoover and Company last night.
Yeah, you know how it is. It's Del Mar, but they'll do that to you.
Well, thanks for coming on short notice, and it's not pleasant. Steve Anderson broke the story late yesterday afternoon. Raging Torrent, winner of the Grade 1 Malibu on opening day after Christmas at Santa Anita. You went to Dubai, took down a high-priced Grade 2 there, I believe, in March. And most recently on Belmont Stakes Day, the win of his life in the Metropolitan Mile handicap. Raging Torrent announced by Doug O'Neill, was retired yesterday due to a situation with his left foreleg. And I just want to say congrats on a great run, Craig, but the highs and lows of the game, it's got to be very, very disappointing. I know you were pointing for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and we were hoping to maybe see him in action going 7/8 in the Pat O'Brien here in a few weeks.
Yeah, it's too bad. But, you know, we've been doing the Great Friends Stable. This is our 19th year, if you can believe it. How old does that make me? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And we're just a little claiming barn, right? And to somehow get a piece of this horse who's taken us to Dubai, taken us to Saratoga on Belmont Day, it was just an incredible ride. So the horse doesn't owe us anything, as they say. And we're just so happy we got to enjoy the ride while we had it.
And apparently it's a suspensory, which is a ligament situation. And you're shopping him around for a home as a stallion. Where do you think Raging Torrent might be going, Craig, as a stud?
I mean, we're pretty far down the line with Lane's End right now. A couple
Good.
More things need to be worked out, but I would speculate that's where he'll be.
Is this your first venture down this particular avenue, trying to make a stallion?
Certainly is, of course. Like I said, we're a little claiming barn. You know, everybody's congratulating us. And I said, yeah, but don't forget, we'll be in that 16 claimer on opening day at Del Mar. That's where we belong, right?
There's the roar of the crowd. By the way, Larry Colmus on Friday said, the Del Mar roar is the way he put it. So, so fortunate to have Larry available to take over for a guy like Trevor Demmon. I say guy like, there's never been a guy like him.
Yeah, Larry's a great guy, and we really do miss Trevor. Crazy not hearing his voice, but Larry's been, you know, as you know, calling the fall meet for a few years now, and
yeah.
I think he was the obvious choice, and I think he's doing a great job.
Craig, doing a great job with Great Friend Stable. The whole key, I tell people, we do a lot of losing in this game. You got to be lighthearted to me when you come to the races. Have a good time, and hopefully cash a bet or two, and you want your horse to run well, finish up, and come out of it sound and be able to compete in the next one down the line. That's the idea.
Absolutely. Well, as I tell anybody who wants to sign up for Great Friends, hey, don't be thinking about how much money you're going to make.
No.
I'll do everything I can to reduce your losses and get you back as much as I can, but this is not, you know, where you put your college fund for your kids. We just do it for fun. We have great parties. We've got 8 horses in the barn now. We tend to put the horses where they can win. If they get claimed, so be it. And as you said, we were lucky enough to get in the winner's circle on opening day. That was great. We do challenge the size of the winner's circle when we do win.
I understand that.
A lot of people down there, but like you said, it's just a lot of fun.
Craig, nice having you. I think you know I have quite a bit of idle time these days and so on, but I haven't received an invite yet, so don't be afraid to reach out. I might follow up. Craig, thanks for your time this morning and wishing you all the best here at this meet.
Great talking to you, Mike. It's been a long time. Too long.
All right, you too. By the way, quick recap from yesterday. We had agent Jim Pegram on. He represents Mike Smith. He gave us a $20.20 winner at Saratoga, the seventh race last Sunday, trained by Linda Rice, Just Licorice. Matthew DeSantis, the sixth race, the one before at Saratoga, Malus, M-A-L-U-S, paid $13.60. And as noted, Jonathan Hardoon at Saratoga last Sunday, Vino Samara at $7.20. Right now, I'm joined by a great friend of mine for so many years. First worked together, first met him back, I believe, May of 1979. He got promoted to the California League. I was there. My partner got promoted to the Texas League. We were umpires back then. Now we're trying to do other things. His name is Al Kaplan. You might know him as the referee in the kind of the cult classic movie Dodgeball, an underdog story. Al Kaplan, good morning. How are you doing?
And great listening to you. Got a great show going here.
Well, we're trying, Al. I know you just heard Craig Dato. He sounded a little rough. You were at SoFi last night with a huge crowd to see George Strait and Chris Stapleton. How'd that go?
Wow. That really is an amazing place to hear music. The way that the sound system is just incredible, and it doesn't feel like you're with 90,000 people. And it was pretty easy in and out. But the show was great, absolutely incredible. They really put on a great show.
Al, before we get into some kind of self-promotional stuff, is there a sequel in the works for Dodgeball? I have a lot of people ask me that.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of people asking me, too. And when I follow up on it, it's been in pre-production for almost 2 years now. So changed the status from in development to pre-production. And a friend of mine even texted me the other day, said Vince Vaughn was on the Kelly Clarkson show and said that Dodgeball 2 is in the works. But I know they just Ben Stiller just made a movie about pickleball.
Yeah.
So that put it in the back burner. I don't know, but everyone's hoping for it, except a few people that were on the original one that says, you know, don't mess with a classic. We all saw Caddyshack 2, and those are still stars.
Yeah. Yeah, Al, there's the wind-up. Now the pitch. You met Frank Miramati a couple of years ago. I took you to his booth along with your lifelong friend Bill Spooner, who we all umpired together in the minor leagues for a brief period of time, but he got 37 years in the National Basketball Association with a striped shirt. He and his wife, along with you and your girlfriend, you watched Frank call a race or two, and I know you were not only enamored with his incredible ability to call races, but just the man himself. And you suggested to me, hey, let's get a podcast going. I think you need to get Frank for your first interview. Well, what's up with that, Al?
Well, first of all, the trip to the announcer's booth, wow. You know, that is a special moment for anybody that gets to do it, and I thank you for it. I happened to be at Hollywood Park. You took me in with Trevor Denman, and that was my first experience into announcer's booth. But, you know, Frank, just that day, just proved that he was everything that you built him up to be. And when we did that podcast, just hearing that wasn't a normal interview that you get with Frank. You guys talked about horses, but he talked about how he got into the business. And that's an incredible story. And, you know, he was known as the guy that imitated voices. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that everybody took him seriously when they finally got to hear him call a race in any voice. They knew he had talent.
Incredible talent. Give us the coordinates on this, Al. You and Bill Brander, you've put together a website for me. What's up with that? How can folks find the interview with Frank Miramati?
Yeah, it's very simple. MikeWillman.com. We're going to open up the world there, and you can click on the links that go to the podcast, and the podcast is actually on the OFC Network on YouTube, and it's also on Spotify. And, you know, another thing I wanted to point out real quick about Frank is you were talking about how he's a step ahead of everybody in this game. And he was talking about, and he made the statement, he said, journalism isn't a good horse. He's a great horse.
Yes.
And less than a week later, boom, in the Haskell Stakes, he proved it to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, Frank, you talk about a guy that reads a room, he reads a race the same way, and I would encourage folks, go to that interview. Again, where is it available, Al?
Yeah, you can go to MikeWillman.com, and you can click on it there, MikeWillman.com, or you can go to the OFC Network at YouTube, or you can find it on Spotify. Really, if you just Google your name, Mike Willman, it'll probably take you to MikeWillman.com.
And, folks, if you want to see Al Kaplan, just Google him. You can see his highlight reel. You want to Google a trailer to Dodgeball. You're also on American Gladiators, Al. You had a cameo in a very serious made-for-television series as well. The name escapes me. The guys come up to the gate at a big farm. What was that show?
Oh, that was called The Handler on CBS. Yeah.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, that was really great. Last thing, Al, they're shoving you out the door, but I want to know. People ask me, hey, who's the best player you ever saw in the minor leagues? Tough question, because there were a lot of really good ones. In the final analysis, for me, Al, it's Fernando Valenzuela. How about yourself?
You know, that's incredible. That name popped in my head first. But I got to tell you, in A-ball when I had him, when he was first up from Mexico.
In Lodi.
He didn't have the screwball. So you can see that lively arm and his ball moved a little bit, but he didn't develop the screwball until he got into the Texas League the next year.
That's right.
And here he pitched in the World Series in 81.
I remember Don LeJean, they called him Ducky. He came into our dressing room working with Dana DeMuth in Midland, Texas, and Dana had worked the plate. Fernando won a complete game, and he said, Dana, just tell me the truth. What do you think about this kid's stuff? And, of course, Dana was blown away, and it wasn't long. He had that unbelievable, once-in-a-lifetime kind of year in 81.
The other guy who had kind of a glow that you could see, I had him in the Texas League for only for a couple weeks until he broke his arm, was Tony Gwynn. Just a nice guy, natural talent. You could just see that he was going to race to the big leagues, no doubt about it.
Did he ever swing and miss? Al, Al Kaplan, hey, man, thanks for the time. We'll get you on again soon. Really appreciate all your work on my behalf.
Hey, Mike, keep up the good work.
Thanks, sir. We'll step aside, coming back strong with John Lindo, Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos. He says we've got the fastest pain horse in the West running tonight at Los Alamitos. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My thanks to Chris Monreal and the amazing Elise Diaz right here at the Big A in Anaheim, where we do this show from 8 to 10 every Sunday, pretty much year-round. Let's get down to Carlsbad on the way to Del Mar and say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch every Saturday on Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10, along with his partner, Bob Ike. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I haven't been down there yet for the racing. I did do a touch and go Wednesday morning down there. I got to say, John, on television, the place looks magnificent. I was a little concerned maybe there'd be a fall off in on track yesterday. It looks solid, 13,000 and change. The on track handle was once again really strong. And the weather, John, it just looks to be idyllic. Am I right about that?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce requires that cloud cover to leave before 2 o'clock first post, so that helps a little bit. Yeah, but you know, we're overcast this morning. It clears off in the afternoon. You get that sea breeze going. It's not a bad place to be. You better get down here,
John. The turf course to me is—I don't know how anybody could complain about it. the main thing is you want horses to get a hold of it. It seems like everybody's getting a hold of it. Yeah, it does look like a billiard stable. That's the style, you know, the type of turf that it is. And we saw an odds-on favorite Thought Process for Phil D'Amato with Hector Berrios get the job done handily. And yesterday, San Clemente for three-year-old fillies going a flat mile. But just quick thoughts on both surfaces, the main track and the grass.
Well, as far as the grass course, it looks like it's lightning fast. It really isn't, but you're seeing miles right around 136. You know, you're not seeing 30, 133, 134. Mm-hmm. They're finished camp good. And like you say, horses can get a hold of it. Horses with a turn of foot can make up ground. Inside, outside, doesn't matter. It's been very fair. And the main track, the opening day, the inside was kind of dead. You saw horses coming down the middle of the track. But then you saw yesterday a bunch of horses come up the rail. So that's even up quite a bit. So right now, you know, I had them both services yesterday, very fair, and all we have to do, which is not the easy part, is try and find the best horse.
John, there have been some minor adjustments to the wagering menu. I want to pass this along, something Todd Trupp said yesterday on FanDuel. And to me, it's absolutely true now. It's early at the meet. We'll have to see how things go maybe after 3-4 weeks. But he said, and I quote, Del Mar has the most bettable races in America, end quote. I think he's absolutely spot on. We got big fields. We've got value. Look at the Ocenitas today. Phillies and mares 3 and up at a mile on grass. It's a restricted stake. Quite often, these restricted stakes, you get bigger fields, and they're so competitive. The Ocenitas, a major case in point.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the benefit of having that little break of turf racing between the end of Santa Anita and the start of Del Mar, you have the 3 weeks at Los Alamitos where there is no grass course. So all those turf horses have gotten refreshed. You've seen a lot of barns that have kind of been waiting for the Del Mar turf course. Phil D'Amato obviously has hit the ground running. John Sadler's had quite a few of these horses. Some of these horses that didn't race during the wintertime, they're getting going now. And, you know, now we're going to have the two-year-olds. It won't be long until you'll see the two-year-olds on the grass, too. So there's going to be a lot of demand and a lot of horses backed up to do it. And that's the best part for us, the horse players, because we're seeing fields that it's not the same old stuff. You're getting
exactly.
New horses. They're facing each other. We haven't seen that before at a different distance. And it makes it fun. You know, it's a challenge, and you got to do a little handicapping, and that's what we're supposed to do.
You know, John, yesterday we had a carryover from the opening day pick six of $127,000 and change. The total pool went just past $1 million, and Kurt Hoover on the simulcast signal was saying, man, this pick six looks really tough. He thought it could carry again, and based on the results on opening day, you know, hey, you thought, yes, there's a possibility, but it ended up being pretty darn formful early on, and the pick six came back, I think, what, 7,200 and change, you know, for all six. So it just the money is there. Again, $3.3 million bet on track on opening day, and just can't say enough about the overall situation. $2.5 million on track yesterday.
Yeah, and like you say, $7,200, that's a $1 bet at Del Mar. So, and there was a lot of activity there. The pools and that new $3 pick three and the $5 late daily double were down a little bit yesterday, but I think that's because there were so many tickets alive in that pick six still. That run of favorites in that pick six sequence, you know, on opening day when a lot of people got blown out early, they came right back in those other rolling bets. So it gives people options to have done the homework for that pick six sequence. If you make a mistake or you need to try and get back, you've already done the other races, get back in and play in a different pool with a lower takeout.
But if you're alive, you know, say halfway or more through the pick six, you're not nearly as incentivized to jump into the other exotics late in the card when you know you're holding a decent hand right now.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to get some coverage and spread a couple of races, maybe you're light in that live pick six ticket. If that gets blown out, you can still make some coverage in those $3 pick threes and $5 late doubles.
And John, Pete Perella, our good friend, had a nice winner yesterday, and good to see Legacy Ranch in action. And always encourage everybody to go to their website, check out a new stallion for California, Forbidden Kingdom, multiple graded stakes winner on turf and dirt, standing for an introductory fee at Legacy of $5,000 live full. And speaking of cowbreds, you know, John, we've got one in today's Ocenitas. It's a filly in good form, but she's facing tougher, no doubt about it. Switching surfaces today. Grand Slam Smile, we're going to have her trainer, Sean McCarthy, on top of the next hour. So a lot to look forward to here opening weekend.
And hats off to Pete Burrell. No, not only did he won the fourth race with Sammy Davis, he ran second in the first race with Mohaven. He ran third with the filly on the grass. I think it was race five yesterday in Tight Squeeze. So, you know, he's hit the ground running here. And all these races, the purses, you know, $80,000, $100,000.
Unreal.
So, yeah, and they're cowbreds. So he's running for some serious money with his cowbreds, and they're running great. And I know he's having a good time. Saw him in the winner's circle yesterday.
How about a touchdown of touchdowns? Edwin Alvarez, a guy who was so effective when working for Gary Sherlock. Edwin, he was the guy doing the work at the barn, and Gary's horses were winning at a good percentage. The late Gary Sherlock, owner, breeder, trainer of the seventh race winner on opening day, Lino's Angel, a maiden special weight for two-year-old fillies at five furlongs on dirt. John, the purse, $100,000. You know, Edwin, he's got money coming from every direction. And when you're all in this game like a guy like he is, you know he needs it.
Well, we broke this down yesterday on the show. I mean, you know, the base purse is $80,000 for that maiden win, so he got $48,000 for that. Because of the maiden dirt bonus program at Del Mar, and you know, for the smaller barns, they run for an extra 25%. So 25% of that bonus is another $12,000. So that's $60,000. And he got the cowbred owner's premium. That's another $15,000. That's $75,000. And as the owner, breeder, and trainer, he gets it all. And fantastic for guys like that. You don't think that keeps him in the business? I mean, that is so important. It's fantastic. And we wanted to highlight that because that not only makes his meet, makes his year.
I was so happy for him watching on TV, and Tyler Bays was up, and Lino's Angel, race seven on opening day. Want to get people thinking about the South Point. I heard from Steve Johnson late yesterday afternoon. He says, hey, we got rooms available heading into next week. They've got lines up for major college football the first 2 weeks. They've got the opening regular season lines up for the National Football League. So encourage people, give Steve a call there at the South Point. You can do it toll-free at 866-780-RACE.
Yeah, we've got a ship and wind guy there today. We had dinner last night with Toby Kellett. He headed out, and he's at the South Point. He'll be playing Del Mar this afternoon from the race book at the South Point. So if you like Toby's picks, go over there and say hi.
Right now, we need your pick. Who do you like, John?
I'm going to go right to the opener today. Race one, number four, Edge of Mally. I thought it was kind of getting a little prep in at Santa Anita in the U.S. debut. Finished up with interest, galloped out fine, came back to work well. And being a ship and win horse, I think they were pointing for this race at Del Mar all along. Mark Ladd off to a good start. Antonio Frisu won three races yesterday. 4-1 on the program, number four, Edge of Mally, race one at Del Mar.
John, have a great time at the track, and I'll be talking to you soon. Take care.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
You bet. Right now we head down Catella, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Heads up the publicity efforts at night and a lot in the daytime, too. He joins us now. Orlando, good morning. That's the latest text I've ever gotten from you. I thought, man, is this guy out closing the bars? He's too old for this.
You're right about that, Mike. But, yeah, sorry about that. My phone got locked up. Couldn't send you a text. Finally did just before I closed my eyes. But happy to be here, Mike. Ready to fire today here at Los Alamitos with a nice 9-race card.
And you get underway at 7:35 tonight. Doc Allred's going to kick $10,000 in the pick six. Tell us about the fastest pain horse west of the Rockies. Who is he?
Yeah, it's a horse that's in the barn with trainer Angela Aquino by the name of Kid Cocinero. And what a flashy looking horse. Just love to see him out on the racetrack. And this horse has performed really nicely here at Los Alamitos. He's a 3-year-old. So in his sophomore debut here, at odds of 30-1, Mike, surprised the entire field, won an allowance race back in April. And from then on, he's been running against stakes competition. In particular, a really good horse by the name of Train B. Taka, finished second by a nose in the Dillingham Handicap, then came back and ran third in the Vandy's Flash Handicap. Those are two solid races. So even though he hasn't won a stakes race, definitely shown that he is a super talented pain horse. Happy to see him here because he just is a delightful horse to look at on the track, and he is something else. He'll be running tonight in race number 9, an allowance event. He's facing four horses that have competed in stakes races here on Los Alamitos, and Ed Berger has made him the 7-5 morning line favorite. So we know he's got a bright future ahead of him. Love to see him here at Los Al. Takes me back to some of the best state horses that we've seen there at Los Alamitos. Rio Lisi Cash was a superstar in the early 2000s here at Los Al. But keep an eye on number 5, Kid Cocinero, in tonight's race 9.
Okay, and race 9 goes tonight. You can catch it live on FanDuel at 10:51 Pacific. Orlando, how about a best bet tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go to race number 5, Mike. Number 2, Hammer Linda's Fancy, 8-1 on the morning line. So he's my prize play of the night. Also for trainer Angela Aquino, Efren Hernandez has had a nice season here at Los Al. Two races back, they hooked up with this horse and just missed winning a race here at Los Al, running second back on May 31st. Last out, horse just couldn't get an opening there. He kind of was stuck behind horses, finally found a way out around the turn and ended up with some nice run, finished fourth. But I think this time around, if he can just get a nice start, get involved early, at 8-1, I give him a chance, Mike. Number 2, Herman Linda's Fancy in race number 5 here tonight.
And real quick, Legacy Ranch in action tonight at Los Alamitos, and they're off to a great start with the Thoroughbreds at Del Mar.
Yeah, and had a nice 2-year-old that ran at Los Alamitos here last night by the name of Candy Cover Knight. Finished second in a trial to the AQHA John Deere Juvenile. So she'll be racing in a couple of weeks here at Los Al for a spot to travel to the Downs at Albuquerque. Just a young horse, has only made 2 starts, has faced some veteran horses last night, but she's certainly talented. Candy Cover Knight out of a really nice family from our Legacy Ranch, the Grand Dam Flying Fig, was an AQHA champion. So keep an eye on number 3, Candy Cover Knight, as she continues to develop here at Los Alamitos. She'll be racing August 9th in the finals of the John Deere, Mike.
Hey, Orlando, we'll see you tonight, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, before we kind of shuffle off to our final break this hour, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. We head back to Saratoga with Matt DeSantis in just a moment. A big show straight ahead. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top cowbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 stakes placed filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one. Hey, folks, beat the tariffs. Get into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. If you get over there, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. Go to toyotaoforange.com where you can see nearly 4,000 reviews, or you can give them a call, 714-639-6750. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. We get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Nyra Betts. Matt, good morning. On behalf of the listeners, thanks so much. Heck of a winner last week on air. The sixth race at Saratoga a week ago, Malice at $13.60. That works.
That does work indeed, and so we're going to try to do it again this week. But always good to connect folks to a winning horse.
And you guys had a great day yesterday. It's nice to have good weather, is it not?
Makes it a lot easier. Today's a great day as well. We got a Hawaiian shirt giveaway, actually, today. A little overcast skies, but fast and firm. So, yeah, it's amazing. When you stack those days together, you have a lot of really good ones.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get a best bet. Then I had a quick question for you on yesterday's Coaching Club American Oaks winner. Who do you like on the 10-race card today at Saratoga?
Yeah, we're going to go to race number 8, which is 5:10 p.m. Eastern, 2:10 p.m. Pacific time. It is a $50,000 optional claimer going 6 furlongs on the dirt for 3-year-old fillies. I really like the number 4, the Princess Factor, 4-1 for trainer Joe Sharp. He's been on fire at Saratoga, 5 wins and 10 starters. Jose Ortiz up. He's been winning 26% of his mounts, but the real factor here is the Churchill Downs angle. We've seen horses coming up from Churchill Downs consistently out outrun their odds and consistently run well up here at Saratoga. This is one who broke its maiden last time out in gate-to-wire fashion. I think it's sitting on a really big race. I like to cut back to 6 furlongs, actually, and I'm just going with this Churchill angle. We had a horse, Al Stahl, had a horse yesterday. Strong State, who won, coming up from Churchill. We've seen some stakes winners, so that's an angle that I would encourage people to really look into in past performances, Churchill to Saratoga.
Naira Betts, safe and secure, anytime, anywhere. We'll talk about the Coaching Club American Oaks hopefully next week. A 15.5-length winner yesterday. Matthew DeSantis. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks so much. We'll go for 2 in a row on air today.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. We'll step aside. Coming back with trainer Sean McCarthy. We've got Doug O'Neill also in hour two, and we're hoping to catch Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbred stepping off an airplane in San Diego. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top Calbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 Stakes Place Filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his 8th career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey. And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us for a two-hour edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. This is hour two. It is opening weekend at Del Mar, and an 11-race card today on the third day of their summer session. First post time at 2 o'clock. It'll be first post at 2 just about every day, except for the Fridays. We're starting out at 4, and then it comes back to 3 o'clock as the days get shorter, and we might actually shorten up, I would expect. We will maybe the last week. Instead of 2 o'clock first post, we'd go to 1 o'clock owing to the sun setting in the west a little bit earlier. As noted, joining us right now is trainer Sean McCarthy. He's got an exciting California bred filly by the name of Grand Slam Smile, owned and bred by really perennial leading owner breeders here in California. There's an adage in racing, so-and-so breeds a good horse. Well, these people breed a good horse. Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams. This is a four-year-old filly by Smiling Tiger out of the Grand Slam mare, Royal Grand Slam. She has 7 wins, 4 seconds, and a third from 12 starts. Her earnings, $564,000. She banged out more than $306,000 last year at age 3. She had been trained by Steve Speck. She made her debut for Sean McCarthy in her most recent start on June 28th, a rousing 2-other-than-allowance win, going 6.5 at Los Al. She won off by 2.5 lengths and was off at 2-1. Sean, good morning, and thanks for taking time for us. Really appreciate it.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, great to talk to you.
You got the lone California-bred in the field. And I said, you know, a few minutes ago, it just seems like, Sean, these restricted races, in this case, the Oceanitas, Phillies and Mares, three and up, mile on the turf, you get fuller fields and deeper, more competitive fields. I think that's the case here. You're 12-1 on John Lee's morning line. I think you'll be every bit of that. But, you know, she's got tactical speed, stretching out off a sprint win on dirt. You know, just talk about this filly. And I know she's been a handful over the years, but I was at Los Al when she won back on June 28th. And to me, she couldn't have gone to the gate any better. You had to be happy with her entire presentation on that particular day.
Well, first of all, Mike, I got to give a lot of credit to Steve Speck. Obviously, he's a very good friend of yours, and he's trained for you, and you're very well aware of his ability. He's a great trainer, and it was really it felt really good that he entrusted me with this filly upon his retirement. And I think that's, you know, the ultimate compliment you can give somebody that you're in the industry with. For him to do that and give us the responsibility to have a filly like this really meant a lot. And Steve's been great. You know, I talk to him about her all the time, and, you know, he's given me her quirks and her ins and outs. So it was a big help, obviously, as you saw over there, Mike, and hopefully it'll be the same way today here at Del Mar. You know, it doesn't take much to pull the trigger with her. She's all racehorse, and she'll let you know it. She's a very smart filly. And, you know, obviously we were very pleased with that race coming back. You never know how they're going to come back, especially maybe from 3-4, but she'd been training well, and I was confident she'd run well, and so it was very gratifying that she did. So we're going into this race today. The Williams are in town here. They came by the barn this morning. As you mentioned, they're just great people, outstanding people, really real horse people. And as you said, over the years, they've bred so many good horses, including her, obviously.
Yeah.
So, we're coming in here. You know, the ultimate goal probably this meet, Mike, is the Solana Beach, which is restricted to cowbreds, as you know, going a mile on the grass. And this race had come up, and we talked about it, and, you know, I got a half mile working between that last race and this race. So she trains well in the morning. She's an aggressive horse to gallop in the morning, so she puts a lot in her gallops. So I'm hoping that we're fit enough. I think, you know, we might be I'd like another work in her, to be honest with you. The concern I really have going into this race, Mike, is that she comes off a sharp sprint like that off a layoff, and is she going to be too sharp going two turns? Mm-hmm. So hopefully Billy can get her switched off a little bit, and if she'll settle, she'll be awful tough. She will be tough.
Sean, you're known as a hands-on guy, and I think that's why she's in your barn. She requires a whole lot of hands-on attention. As you said, she can be tough in the morning. We've seen her in the paddock be a literal handful saddling. But, you know, and Del Mar, you got more people, but that wide open paddock there, I think that's a plus. You know, it's anything but claustrophobic. It's just a great place to race and race, you know, young horses. In her case, she's got plenty of experience. But I want to talk about something else with Grand Slam Smile, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. She's got an unusual way of going. Describe it. You can really see it on the head-on. And in talking to Steve Speck, I know he's told a couple people, yeah, she's got an unusual way of going, and she goes really fast in an unusual way in the afternoon. But describe it, Sean.
Well, in layman terms, they call that paddling, Mike, what you're talking about. So when you see her at a head-on with you, you'll see that left leg winging to the outside and the right.
Yeah.
That's partly comes from confirmation. You know, if the knees are a little offset and so forth and so on, and that's just the way she was made, and that's the way she travels. And obviously, it doesn't bother her. I had another filly like that, nowhere near the talent this filly is, but was very productive. She did the same thing. And so if you tried to pass her on the outside, you might get a leg, you know. So
that's
how much she threw that out. But that's just the way she goes. It's the way she's built, and obviously it doesn't bother her at all. And so we can't do much about that, but she sure is it doesn't. It's not a hindrance to her, and I'm not concerned with it.
Well, listen, we want to wish you well today, and I know what you're saying about kind of if you had your druthers, you'd rather have another work in her after her last race, June 28th. But as you know, in this game, sometimes you just can't get everything perfect going in. She's got a ton of heart. You mentioned Billy. That's Billy Anton Georgie, a guy who's come down here from up north. And, you know, he shows up in the mornings, and he rode her great at Los Alamitos. I really want to wish you all the best, Sean. This is a heck of a cowbred story for some really good people, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. And here's hoping you can kind of keep the band going.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike, and I appreciate you talking to you. And, yeah, let's keep the fingers crossed. I think she'll run well today. As I said, as long as she'll settle off of that last race a little bit, you know, you talked about how versatile she is. She can run long, she can run short, dirt, yeah, turf, it doesn't matter. So I just hope I don't get in her way, that's all.
If she's got a clear path turning for home, she'll give you what she's got. Whether or not she's going to be good enough, we'll have to wait and see. But anyway, Sean, wanted to get you on today and just wish you all the best with Grand Slam Smile in today's featured Ocenitas, $100,000 guaranteed at a mile on turf, race 9 of 11 today where the turf meets the surf. Good luck, Sean.
Thanks again, Mike. Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Let's get up to Las Vegas right now. We're getting this guy a little bit early because we're going to try and get Doug O'Neill on where Bruce Finkelstein usually is in just a few minutes. So we've got him right now. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Going well. Going well. Del Mar's off to a great start. I don't know if you heard me mention in hour one, you know, everybody's always eyeballing everything. The turf, yes, it's cut close. It kind of looks like a billiard table. As John Lindo said, you'd think it'd be real fast, but hasn't played it, you know, unusually fast. The main thing for me is, Bruce, horses are getting a hold of it. I think that's all you can ask.
Yeah, as long as it holds up well, and it usually does during the meeting, because we really use a lot of grass races in the last several years. So
yeah,
it's a durable course. Do you remember way back when Del Mar had a very deep turf course? And I think what did they do? They used to cut it halfway through the meeting, as I recall. Those days are long gone now. Those are the days when they ran two to three turf races a day. This is a durable turf course, and it seems to work for most of the horses, and no real issues with it at all.
I think the grass was called fescue, but I think that's what it was. Yeah. It was a longer turf. This has worked much, much better. I've actually got a win picture at home, a filly named Tammy Ubar. Late in the meet, September of 88, she won going a mile on grass with Gary Stevens, and it was, you could see in the picture that the turf was quite a bit longer than it is these days. But I'll take this today's version. I just think it holds up better. That's proven, and as you noted, turf racing is something that we've just got to have in big numbers.
It's a staple of racing in New York, too, and around the country, but in California, it seems like about half the races are run on the grass, so you need something durable, and that it is.
Congratulations. Nice job on air yesterday with John Lindo at Ellis Park. Commanded, paid $7.12. Actually, that was a week ago, wasn't it?
That was a week ago.
Yeah. You know, Bob Ike misread a text yesterday of yours, and I did the same thing today. I'll call it peer pressure, Bruce. Anyway, it's on the tee. Where do you want to go for your first selection?
I'm going to go with, let's go to the sixth race, a horse that I think is just coming out of some very strong maiden races, and that's the 2, Cheever. He sprinted twice, and he's run up against 2 very good Bob Baffert runners. He was 3rd to Southern Gentleman, a very quick first-time starter for Baffert, first-time out. Mike, they ran 1:14.4. He wasn't embarrassed. He kind of was laying up close, ran an even 3rd. Then he ran into Sierra Silver, another strong Baffert horse. He was 2nd, sitting just off the leaders, well clear of the rest of the field. Mike, this is the type of sprinter I like on the stretch out. Not a deep closer and not a horse with blinding speed. This is a steady, up-close horse, kind of one-paced sprinters translate very well on the stretch out. I look for this horse to be close, but not necessarily on the lead. He's well drawn. He's had the 2 sprints to the route. I think it's graduation day. 6th race, the 2, Cheever at 7-2 on the morning line.
Antonio Fresu off to a good start, as his trainer Mark Glatt. I know one guy, a mutual friend of ours, that sure hopes you're wrong, and that's Jay Privman. His namesake stretches out for the first time today in the same race. He's 3-1 with Juan Hernandez. You're 7-2 on the line. But it's a good race going a flat mile, Bruce.
It's a good group. Yeah, there's others with possibilities in there, too. Cribman probably is the quickest in here. I expect him to be in front.
Anything else for radio today?
Yeah, let's go to Saratoga, Mike. And I'm going to call it the fifth race is an allowance race for Phillies non-winners twice at a mile and an eighth on the dirt. And in the, I like the four horse here quite a bit. Save Time for Safi Joseph. She was on the improve going up to her second to last race, Mike. She won an allowance race. Non-winners won allowance race. I love the way she did it. She sat just off the leaders, came out in the stretch, had a long stretch duel, very good late to win going away. Let's call this culture shock. Mike, what do you do with a horse that wins a low allowance race? Well, of course, you run up against the horse of the year in your next race, Torpedo Anna. predictable results.
Not, you made me
not
laugh.
To mention, not to mention, Mike, she couldn't use LASIK that day
yeah.
either. So,
well, Bruce, in Safi's defense, you know why they did it. It's a short field five. If you hit the board yeah. in a grade two like that, I mean, the residual value is off the chart.
For sure, and you did it against Torpedo Anna. One thing I do like sometimes when they run over their head, Mike, I'd rather a horse not put in too much of an effort to sap their energy for the next race.
Yeah.
She ran last, beaten nine lengths. I don't think that's going to take a ton out of her. Now she's back where she belongs in a non-winners 2X race. LASIK returns. We know she can get the mile and an eighth. I think she's a big-time bounce back. Look who climbs aboard, Irad. So race five, the four, Save Time, 6-1 on the morning line. Boy, that would be nice. I expect this horse to drip down a little bit, though, from that number.
Interesting. Irad, Safi Joseph get together. Race 5, number 4, Save Time at Saratoga. Post for that, 3:27 Eastern. What's up at betonbruce.com?
Full card analysis at Del Mar, the 11-race package with combo platter. We also add 6 races at the end of the day from Saratoga. Audio is included, and as well as best bets from Del Mar. With audio included also.
Terrific. Hey, Bruce, have a good day and good luck to you.
Take care.
All right, next up, Andy Harrington, highly respected private clocker with nationalturf.com, and he joins us from Del Mar right now. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Being at Del Mar, I mean, I love Santa Anita, but the change of scenery is wonderful, to be honest with you. It's just neat to get to a new venue and you know, tackle these horses in a slightly different place.
Well,
Andy, looking forward to the day.
You and your brethren have been some kind of busy. I was told Doug O'Neill might have had 30 horses out yesterday morning alone. Is that true?
Yeah, another 15 today. So, yeah, his barn, they generally work on the same day at Santa Anita, and here, because he has so many, they work on Saturday and Sunday. So he's a busy beaver. He's got it. A fantastic organization for the amount of horses he has. Leandro Mora, his assistant, a longtime assistant. I mean, they run like clockwork down there. They're really a tight run, really smart, well run organization.
I'm glad to hear you say that because it runs like a corporation and it has to. Doug is the front man. He's in touch with all the owners showing up and everything else. He's got to be on top of where everybody's running. But as far as who's going to the track next and all that sort of thing, Leandro Mora, a guy like that is beyond invaluable. He handles every situation that may arise at the barn, and you do have stuff going on. Maybe a guy doesn't show up. You got injuries, so on and so forth. It's just a big barn like that. There is so much to it, really.
Parts and you know the exercise riders, they send out sets of 5, 6, 7 horses at a time. They come back, reload, get the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes they put jocks up. They've got a cadre of exercise riders they use, but they use every jock in the room. To be honest with you, on the big O'Neill work days. So Leandro Mora's contribution, I'm sure Doug would be the first to say, is invaluable to him.
I want to ask you about a comebacker in today's Oceanitas, and she's part of what makes this just such an incredibly deep field. It's a great gambling race. Number 9, Maduro. been away since running third in the Grade One American Oaks on opening day at Santa Anita, December 26th. That was at a mile and a quarter on turf. She comes in, obviously, very, very fresh. She's 2-for-4 with a second and a third at 1 mile on grass, which is where we're at today. She's never been off the board in three starts over the Del Mar turf. Umberto Rispoli aboard for yesterday's huge win by Journalism in the Grade One Haskell yesterday at Monmouth Park. I imagine he's flying right now with Aaron Wellman of Eclipse Thoroughbreds. But trained by Pete Erton, how does Medoro at 3-1 on the morning line come up to today's Oceanitas?
This too often. 8-for-8 in the money. That's just,
hold on.
That's
Andy, start that paragraph over because we didn't get any of the beginning.
This is a wonderful filly. I mean, how often do you see a horse that is 8-for-8 in the money in general anywhere? And that's what this horse is. The training has been terrific. Like 6-7 drills back, she worked a 59 flat on the flats at Santa Anita and galloped out really well. She's been fit for a long time. The last 2 or 3 drills have all been really easy halves. I think Pete's got her right where he wants her. I think she's going to run her A race here. She runs every time, obviously, and I think she's plenty fit. She's going to take a lot of beating because you know she's going to show up. And I think a flat mile might be her best distance.
Yeah.
She can win at a mile and an eighth, but I think her late kick is really evident going to the flat mile on the grass. So she's going to take some beating. I don't see any chink in her armor, at least on paper.
Very, very consistent form, and you know, it just looks like a great fit. And in this big competitive field, you might get 3-1, but you'll give her the nod here in a 12-horse field, huh?
Oh, I mean, there is a horse that looks interesting to me, the 7-horse Raw Ability for the John Sadler Barn. I was super impressed by her first race in Del Mar last summer. She came out of nowhere, ran by everybody, came back at Santa Anita and won. And then I think things went a little in the Royal Heroine, the Grade 3, after that for Raw Ability. She really never really settled in the race. They've given her some time off.
Yeah.
My guess is they're going to take her way back. Out of 12-1, I think I might, the fans might take a look at the horse. I was going to look at it.
Yeah, and Andy, I mean, the Royal Heroine, she was 9-5. She finishes 8th, you know, in a field of 11. And John's given her the time off now since April 26th. To me, this is a textbook toss. Forget about that race, and if you can forgive that, you look at her first two races in this country, pretty darn good, and she debuted in Ireland and was a handy winner in a 14-horse field before she came over here.
And she has won on the Del Mar grass, which is not a small point.
She's 12-1. Wow.
Right. Yeah, I think she's got a shot in here. I think she'll run a race, and my guess is they will kind of take her back and kind of run her the way she was ridden the first time in the country.
Okay, real quick, before we get your best bet, Medoro, who I wanted to ask you about because she's been on the bench a long time, owned by CRK Stable, Baeza worked Friday morning up at Santa Anita in 59 and change. I know you weren't there. I don't think you were. Did you get any scouting reports? He's supposed to run on the Jim Dandy next Saturday.
I didn't see the last row, but I saw the two. I saw the two previous. And Baeza has always been an immensely talented horse, a little mentally behind the curve, so to speak. He's really turned it around, blew away two horses rather easily, much more focused. I think the horse will be a little more forwardly placed, and certainly I think it's trending forward. The both drills were really, really good. I think he will run his A race going back in the Jim Dandy.
And he'll be center stage at Saratoga next Saturday. All right, let's have it. How about a best bet for radio today, Andy?
All right, let's go to the first race. In the first race, the Jeff Mullins Barn has a horse, the 4-horse in here called Edge of Molly, who kind of got losses way back early, further back than I think they wanted him to be. And she ran on really, really well, galloped out with the winner, comes back with some really easy drills. Antonio Frescu sticks along with this filly. At 4-1, I don't see anybody world beaters in here. So hopefully the horse will be a little more kind of mid-pack, but we shall see. But Edge of Molly in the first race from the Jeff Mullins barn, number four horse.
Okay, Antonio Frasu for Jeff Mullins and post time 2 o'clock. Tell us about nationalturf.com, Andy.
Yeah, just go to nationalturf.com and you get a scouting report on all the horses that I've seen. And with the work tabs down here, they're bursting with a lot of drills. So hopefully I can add a little info to your handicapper's quiver.
Okay. Hey, Andy, thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to getting your thoughts next Sunday on journalism, how he's looked on the track since his big win in Jersey yesterday. Thanks so much. Good luck today.
Thanks.
Okay, folks, we're going to step aside, but first of all, I want to let you know it's here. What is it? Data Eel, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Folks, stay tuned. Bob Mazursky next, and then it's going to be trainer Doug O'Neill. Got a lot to talk about this morning. He's training for Purple Rain Racing. That's the Bus family. A lot going on with them, as you may be aware, here in Los Angeles. A lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top cowbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 stakes place filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back, Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. My next guest is named Bob Mazursky. You've seen his name in print for many, many years in the old LA Herald Examiner, the Los Angeles Times, and he now handles the daytime thoroughbred publicity at Los Alamitos. Prior to that, handled publicity at Hollywood Park for several years and a good friend. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I said this last week. A change of scene is always good. We don't have enough of it anymore on the circuit. It's just a fact of life. That's not going to change. But it's good to get to Del Mar. You know, you just see everybody kind of got a spring in their step. The purses are up. The weather's been tremendous. Knock wood, it stays that way.
Well, absolutely. It's like you said, a change of scenery is always good. The same thing happens back in New York when they go to Saratoga. You know, there's just a
renewed energy there as well. So, yeah, it's a good thing. Change is always good.
And there's always, a good dose of skepticism. You've heard the adage over the years. They used to say the same people that run Saratoga in the summer, they're running Naira, Aqueduct, everything through those brutal winter months. And, it is what it is, right? I mean, the purses take care of a lot of things, and we're seeing that certainly early on here at Del Mar.
No, absolutely, it does. And you're right. It's the same circuit, same horses, same everything else, but it's just the change of scenery certainly makes a difference.
Did you watch the Haskell yesterday, Bob?
I did.
Unreal.
No, he's just a grinder. I mean, that's basically what he is. He's a grinder. It looks like he's not going to get there, but in my mind, I thought he'll get there. He just does, like he did in the Preakness.
Yeah.
And, he got the money, and it was not easy to make up ground on that track yesterday. That made it even more.
It was not. Listen, I got Doug O'Neill standing by on deck. Let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today?
Well, John Sadler's off to a great start, so I'm going to hope he continues in the last race today. I like the number 12, Sydney Street. This horse always seems to perk up when he gets over this turf course. I don't mind when Berrios has the 12 hole. He seems to always work out a trip on the grass. So 12, number 12, Sydney Street in race 11 at 5-1 on the program.
Okay. Hey, Bob, thank you so much, and good luck today and down the road at Del Mar. Okay. I think he said thanks. Boy, I don't know what it is with the cell phones these days. It's just amazing. Anyway, let's say hello to Doug O'Neill. He is at Del Mar Turf and Surf headquarters. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
The connection is fabulous, man.
Nailed it.
I know you're going to give full credit to your staff.
Credit to them, yes. Free weekends with Verizon. God bless them. I love it.
Saw you interviewed, and you're current with Verizon. I try to stay that way. Man,
for
that's
now.
A little
for
steep. I've seen you interviewed on FanDuel, and you hit it on opening day. I mean, on television, Doug, you can just feel the energy, and the weather has just been incredible. Talk about moving a big stable. There's a lot of stuff to work out, getting everybody situated. But it seems like there's an energy that's just palpable.
It really is. It's like January 1st when you come down here. And, we love Santa Anita, but it's a long grind, right? You're there for a long time. So, yeah, just the change up. And I think not only for the humans, all of us, but for the horses, just, a different surface. And you see so many horses and humans. It's kind of brightened up for a little bit. So we're enjoying that. And like you say, the people watching and the energy and the crowds and stuff is just, it's contagious as far as just everyone feels good down here.
Before we talk about $100,000 purse that you're running at in race six today, you've got Abel Lascano, and I noticed, boy, you really went out of your way to compliment him yesterday following a win. He had a riding double yesterday. He rides rank in today's six race. But before we get there, we're looking for horses, Doug. I understand you had about 30, were they all juveniles out yesterday? 15 more work today. Doug, maybe a week, two, three down the road, can you shake something out of the pan for the listeners?
Yeah, we do have some, we've got some good ones coming.
I know that.
You never know. You never know till they start running. But, we worked, like I say, a bunch today. Let's see, I've got a few coming up. God, the first baby race, we're open to run a couple, and let me just see here. I should have a top of my head, but I'm gonna blame the tequila for not having being super sharp.
Well, you weren't out with Dato last night, were you?
No, okay. I went to bed early, I promise.
Yeah, he was a little rough earlier.
It happens. But we got a horse named Civil Liberty for Mark Davis, who
there you go.
He acts like a nice one. And then a horse named Brigante for Calumet Farms acts nice. And, we just got a bunch of nice babies. And again, they're all real nice till you start running them, and then you see them start separating themselves of who are the good ones.
Well, I had actually heard a little bit about Civil Liberty, but I was told in confidence, so I'm glad you came with it here on the airwaves. Hey, let's talk, Doug, real quick about maybe what you got going today. I mentioned rank. You're adding the blinkers today. What's the thought process there and going to Abel Lascano?
He is such a nice horse in the mornings, and he's run some good races in the afternoon and has yet to get his nose in front at the wire, but we're hoping today just putting the blinkers back on him. He's had him on in the past. Abel Lascano's jumping aboard on him, like you said. We've had two wins this meet, and both with Abel, so we're going to see if things happen in threes today. You know, he wouldn't surprise me at all if he won, but he wouldn't surprise me if he ran second or third either. So optimistic, but need to see him win one of these days.
I want to go to Janie Buss, Purple Rain Racing, in race 10. Talk about this horse's chances today. I'm trying to find the name of the doggone horse, Doug. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mucho del, yeah. No, it's Mucho del Oro.
Yeah, the one 10. Horse in race 10.
Yeah. Yeah, now a nice, solid 7-year-old. I mean, he's been there, done that, and he's won on the dirt before. We're just loving the distance of 6.5 for him. So, you know, with no turf options there, we thought we'd try the dirt again, and he trained well, cool horse, and yeah, we're again, tough race, but on his best day, he could shock the world. So we're excited about him today, and like you say, Janie's just always been such a big promoter, big fan of the sport, and her whole family, the Buss family, loves horse racing. So
no doubt,
grateful to have her on the team. This is awesome.
I mean, I was able to interview Dr. Jerry Buss several times at Hollywood Park. As you know, his offices were across the street at the Forum. He used to love to be over there. You know, Janie's brother, Jimmy, actually trained thoroughbreds for a time. Big animal lover. And, of course, Jeannie has been the one primarily running the Lakers. I want to get back to that in just a moment. But for handicappers, I say sometimes the conditions of races, it makes it hard on people looking at the Forum trying to figure things out. Here's a case in point. In today's 11th race, Doug, you've got Promissio with Kyle Frey, the 11 horse, in the 11th and final. You've been running in a string of, in the Forum it says allowance, 50,000, SN, I think that's starter allowance, non-winners of three races lifetime, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
correct.
Now everybody's in here, three and up, for a $25,000 tag. Is this a drop in class, Doug? Explain it.
I know. You know, the probably horses who have never won three races lifetime, that race is probably easier than
this one.
I know. They didn't write a never win three down here, so this was our best option. But he's a little bit like Rank. He's a horse that trains really good in the mornings and always seems to act like he's going to get there, and then he kind of just wants to follow instead of leading. But got Kyle Frey, who's like Abel Lascano, just, God, he's such a strong rider and really gets along with any mount you put him on. So, we're excited. Again, I wouldn't be shocked if he won. Wouldn't be shocked if he ran third or fourth. Yeah. He's a tricky one.
But my main point in bringing him up, Doug, is, you know, you see the $25,000 tag and you see allowance 50. Look, this really isn't, in my opinion, and I think yours as well, it's really not a drop in class. And I think that's why you're 12-1 on the morning line.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like you said with Naira, with the racing office kind of being the continuity of that year round. It would be nice if Sandy and Delmar were on the same page and, you know, and had a similar type of races written year round, just so you kind of got a plan, you kind of map out something, think about something. But, you know, it seems like new races kind of pop up and it's kind of a curveball.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, let's go big picture. I hope you don't mind, Doug.
Let's go. No. I love it. Let's go.
You know, I think your best friend in life is a guy named Mark Verge. He was the guy at Santa Anita for a while. I worked under him. He was all in. His enthusiasm off the charts. As you know, there's a great deal of uncertainty at Santa Anita. You're training for the Buss family, Janie Buss, her sisters Jeannie, and so on and so forth. They just sold a major sports entity here a couple of weeks ago called the Los Angeles Lakers, Doug, for $10 billion with a B dollars. Doug, is there any remote chance of an Arcadia discussion?
Well, if God is listening to my nightly prayers, there is. But I don't know. I think he probably has a lot more more important things going on. But no, I do pray for that because, again, you got a very successful family in the Buss family. And they love the horses, and you know they would run in races with no purse money. They just love the whole process. They love the animal. They love you know, just love being around them and love all the men and women who work alongside them.
Doug, so, I remember Jim Buss one time. We used to have, when we were getting on-track crowds, the seagulls would just descend upon the grandstand, the apron. There was a lot of trash out there and everything else. We had a seagull get hurt one day on the apron, Doug. I don't know if you remember this. But Jimmy ran down there. He gathered this bird up in a box and went straight to the Seal Beach Humane Society, and they saved the bird.
I mention that because
these people care. It's not all about the money, you know.
No. Actually, now as successful as they are, it's probably nothing about the money, right? It's really just the passion for the animal, passion for the sport, and their admiration and gratitude to all the men and women who have chose to work alongside horses for a living. So it's such a huge business. Just hoping and praying that if and when Sanita is sold, that somebody like the Buss family, it'd be great if it was them, but that's probably a long shot.
Yeah.
But somebody like them would be really cool. And we're going to all wear MAGA hats. Make Arcadia great again.
But, Doug,
I don't know. That might not work.
No,
maybe.
Probably not. We're in California, dude. Hey, thanks for indulging me in the conversation, Doug. Let's pray for that Arcadia discussion, my man. And congrats, you're off to a good start here at Del Mar. All the best today and down the road.
You too, brother. Thanks a lot.
And let's not forget about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Save a taco, eat a pizza. We'll be right back with Aaron Wellman, Eclipse Thoroughbreds owners of journalism, one of the top horses in the world today, won yesterday's Grade 1 Haskell. He's standing by fresh off an airplane in San Diego. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for one of our biggest nights of the year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Saturday, July 26th. It's a night of stakes action featuring the top cowbreds in the country. Top races include the Governor's Cup Futurity, led by the Grade 1 stakes placed filly French Valley, and the ageless Cattail Cove, expected to chase his eighth career stakes race. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Remember, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country. For Vessels Club reservations during the Del Mar meet, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse. We're all about the horse players.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thurber, Los Angeles. Final segment. Let's go to the airport in San Diego and say hello to Aaron Wellman on behalf of Eclipse Thoroughbreds. Aaron, good morning. I can't believe we got you. You got to be on cloud nine. Journalism, once again, absolutely brilliant. With an eighth of a mile to go, I mean, you were no cinch to win, to put it mildly. How are you feeling?
Relieved. Very relieved.
Yeah.
Would have been a lot longer flight home this morning had he not found that extra gear inside the 16th hole, but he's some kind of horse, Mike.
Aaron, I see the emotion in all you guys. Post-race yesterday, you know, both on Fox Sports, on NBC, you just see it. And you and Michael McCarthy, he can't hardly talk. Jonathan Hardoon and I were talking earlier in the show today. It's so difficult to win a race, any race, to do what this horse is doing at the highest level and the way he's doing it, Aaron. I don't blame you. I don't think I could speak either, but you're doing a really good job of it. I want to get to it. This horse is coming back to Del Mar. Can you make it official on the show this morning? Next stop, the Pacific Classic.
Well, you know, I've been very pragmatic about calling our shot every step of the way. And you're right. He'll be on a flight home on Tuesday. And when I say home, that'll be Del Mar for the summer. And, you know, look, we owe it to the horse to reserve any judgment as to where he's going to go next and when. And we owe it to the industry as well to be responsible about it. So as much as I'd love to be able to break that right here now for you, I'm going to just stay true, stick to our guns, and allow him to catch his breath for a few days before we really, you know, get too bullish about anything.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and break it. Folks, write it down. Be at Del Mar on Saturday, August 30th. There's a 90-10 chance. Journalism takes on three and ups in the Pacific Classic at a mile and a quarter. Aaron, just great job. Thank you for taking time for us today. Just all the best to you guys. I can't say enough.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the support every which way. And glad to be bringing home another major trophy to SoCal.
Yes, you're doing it. Thank you so much, Aaron. We'll talk soon.
See ya.
You bet. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. John, I think we're breaking a little bit of news today. The Buss family might be interested in solidifying a chaotic situation in Arcadia, and we've got journalism running in the Pacific Classic. How about that?
I think you're right, Mike. I think you may be right on both accounts, but certainly the second one. I think he's running in the Pacific
yeah.
Classic. I think we broke it in the first hour. It makes sense. It makes the most sense, to be honest with you. And really, it was nice of him to take time out, getting off a plane to call into the show. So obviously, he has the utmost respect for you, and I think that's really cool.
Well, I'm really amazed we got him. He's doing a, you know, he's representing California racing on the biggest stages and doing it very eloquently. John, let's make some money. Come on out to Del Mar. The water's fine. 11 races.
All right, Mike, let's look at the 11th and final, and I like the number four horse in here, Mega Yacht. This is a seven-year-old gelding from the Bob Hess Barn. Mike Smith takes the mount. Amazing thing. The horse is 7 years old, only has 16 lifetime starts. However, he's making his sixth start this year. Bob Hess has always had success at Del Mar over the years. He reaches out for Mike Smith, who rode him last time out. I think he's going to like the extra distance today. 12-1 on the morning line. Number four, Mega Yacht. Upsets and wins today's 11th and final, which is only at 10:15 tonight Eastern time.
John, I told you before the show, I don't know how you do it because I tried to kind of do a John Hardoon yesterday. I'm at home, as you know. I have a lot of idle time these days. So anyway, I'm trying. I've got RTN on my iPhone. I want to keep track of Kurt in the paddock, see what's going on at Del Mar. I've got Fox going, then FanDuel, then when the Angels kick up, I mean, they were in the game till Scharbrough hits a grand slam in Philly. Between all this, oh my gosh! And you're giving up 3 hours. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, you unwind about 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you got to get back up at 6. So it's a tough time of the year. It's only 2 months, but it's well worth it, especially if you have some success along the way.
Okay, the Rags and Sheets number 4 Mega Yacht in race 11. Their play of the day: JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections.
Angel pregame from Philly next up. Keep it right here on AM 830 in the Angels radio app. For everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. So long.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.